Welcome to this audiobook, America's Controversy with God's Covenant by Perry Stone and Bill Cloud. We trust you will be enlightened and enjoy this time of listening. Now, here is Bill Cloud.
Hi, everybody. This is Bill Cloud, and it's my honor to be your host for this audio version of the book, America's Controversy with God's Covenant, written by Perry Stone and Bill Cloud. Forward. Discerning the times. He answered and said to them, "When it is evening, you say, 'It will be fair weather, for the sky is red,' and in the morning, 'It will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening.' Hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times." Matthew 16, verses 2 and 3. That we are living in very perilous times, there can be no doubt. All around us, we see political upheaval, the threat of economic collapse, war, and the general deterioration of society under the weight of a politically correct mindset and acute immorality. World-changing events that used to occur every few years or even every decade or so have become commonplace, in fact, almost a daily occurrence, making it obvious that mankind's decline and journey away from the Creator is on a fast track. Perhaps the world has finally reached the tipping point that sends us speedily toward global calamity. For decades now, learned men have warned of this time, comparing what the Bible declares about the last days with current events so that we can properly discern how close we are to the end of the age. In the past, there have been many times when it seemed that the end of all things was at hand and that the final judgment was upon us, only to see a reprieve, or so it would seem. But once again, we find ourselves, presumably, at that precipice, poised to go over the edge at any moment, waiting for that event which would forever change the world as we know it. While we do not intend to make any dogmatic predictions here, perhaps we may yet have another reprieve, we nevertheless intend to demonstrate that the world has never been closer to the culmination of the age, the rise of the beast, and the return of the Messiah than we are right now. The signs of the times are everywhere. For instance, as we look to the Middle East, we see that it has never been more volatile. At the same time, the West, particularly the United States, has never been more vulnerable. There is an important connection between these two situations. And should the current trends continue, the potential consequence does not bode well for the world. Yet looking at the situation from a strictly biblical point of view, it makes sense and lines up perfectly with what we observe in the Scripture. Specifically, the Bible declares that at the end of days, an evil prince and godless system will arise in the East and subjugate the entire world. Logic dictates, as does biblical precedent, that this scenario cannot materialize if the West is strong and resolute, meaning that for this Eastern power to arise, the Western powers must decrease. Given the present circumstances, it would seem that all the proper conditions may exist for this unfortunate scenario to unfold, just as the Bible has predicted. If this is so, the question must be asked, what has brought about the demise of the West and the rapid decline of the United States? This is extremely important to know because the demise of the U.S. would help explain how these radical Islamic groups, such as ISIS, have been able to gain so much power in such a short amount of time. Are we indeed witnessing the fall of America and the rise of the beast? The answer to the question, at least to us, seems to be clear and can be expressed in something that President Ronald Reagan warned of some 30 years ago when he said, "If we forget we are one nation under God, we will be a nation gone under." Sadly, it would seem that we in the United States have neglected to heed that warning, and consequently, should probably brace ourselves for the inevitable disintegration of what was once the greatest nation on the planet. We pray that this does not happen. We pray that our countrymen will turn back to God and that He would grant us a pardon as He did with Nineveh. Yet we cannot ignore that instead of repenting in sackcloth and ash, our leaders and the nation's people may, like Pharaoh, hardened their hearts against God. If, God forbid, the latter occurred and the nation was destined for decline, who among the nations of the world would step into the power vacuum left behind? Would it be a people more noble and God-fearing? And if so, where are they now? Or might it be a bloodthirsty despot eager to make war on God's people? More to the point, might a murderous regime flying a black banner rise and replace the nation whose banner is red, white, and blue? Frankly, it is our opinion that if America does falter, there will be a tidal wave of oppression and tyranny throughout the world such as never before seen. That possibility certainly exists, and if it happens, most likely it will be due to a lack of strong moral leadership on the part of the United States, maybe even due to a lack of the United States altogether, at least one as we have known it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what we intend to address here, to explore what is happening in America and try to understand the source of the affliction that plagues us. We want to look at what God seems to be saying to His people so that we can better understand what present circumstances mean for the body of Messiah and for the world at large. To do so will require that we go beyond the symptoms of the problem and probe for the cause, meaning that we will first address critical biblical principles that have a direct bearing on our topic. Because we believe that America was conceived by devout men who entered into covenant with God, we need to understand what it means to be in covenant with Him and what the ramifications might be if we break that covenant. As you will see, history, and most certainly the Bible, provide the answer. While we may be confident of the unfortunate outcome for a nation that abandons God, the timing of these events cannot be known for certain. Still, it is our nature to search for and attempt to ascertain the when of these things. While we certainly don't pretend to know such details beyond any doubt and won't make any predictions, still, based on what Christ told the people in Matthew 16, we are encouraged to observe the telltale signs and to draw a logical conclusion concerning the times. Consider that some of the best clues to the season we live in may be found just above our heads. In other words, to understand the timing of these things, it could be as simple as looking at and discerning the face of the sky. More to the point, consider that at the end of each day, as the sun begins to set, its retreat announces the rising moon and the approaching night. So then, in terms of prophecy and what awaits the world, the light diminishing in the west signals the onset of darkness. Based on what we can currently observe in the world, and particularly the United States, it would seem that this is happening now. If the light of liberty and the glory of America are fading, her demise will serve to hasten the advancing darkness and the rising moon, the crescent moon, no less. We see this happening presently in the East as millions of Islamists rally under a dark black banner. It would seem that soon it will be dark, and along with that darkness, the world will suffer the grip of tyranny, violence, and eventually, tribulation. Very soon, dear listener, it may be too dark for any of us to work, according to John chapter 9, verse 4. Therefore, our effort here is to rightly divide the word of truth, discern the signs of the times, and come to the proper conclusion so that we may commit ourselves to the proper action. In a word, that is, repent. So let us begin now.